in the book, I spend a lot of time talking about realities that seem to be accessed through certain drugs. One in particular is called DMT, or dimethyltryptamine. And when people take this, they seem to enter an entirely new universe populated with beings.
Is that like in ayahuasca?
Yes.
Okay, that's
right. Exactly. What you just mentioned is an Amazonian brew made of plants that contain this DMT mixture. And the most fascinating thing that I found is that when users take this, they often, within seconds, enter these new universes. They're totally conscious. They have a total quality of awareness that's not warped. It's not melting like under LSD. And when they're there, they seem to see common themes. They see jeweled cities, sparkling palaces, and these elf-like creatures, which leads to the word elves in the title of my book.
Okay, could this be a vivid imagination, or could this really be going on?
I don't think, and this is now, I'm probably going to shock some of our scientist friends, I don't think it's simply a dream or imagination. The people who take DMT and see these, you know, whether they're in the Amazon or in New York City, they see such similarity of themes that I believe is telling us a lot. It's telling us either how the mind is architected, it's telling us about reality, because after all, we see reality through our mind, so what we learned about the mind tells us a lot about reality. And I hope more research is done in the future to see if any information can be gained from these beings, whether they're totally generated by our mind or they have some independent existence from our mind. It's something I think we need more research on.
Well, what happened to the skeptic scientist here?
I am skeptical. I am saying we should do research, and there have been researchers like Dr. Rick Strassman who, you know, actually gave DMT doses in a clinical setting to see what they would see. You know, do they see these things called machine elves that seem to be tending the fabric of reality?
Interesting.
You know, we do seem to have DMT as part of our brain naturally in small amounts, and it seems to be throughout some of the plant kingdom. Whether or not we're actually accessing something real or not is hard to say, but we certainly are accessing something interesting, and it's almost as if the human mind is engineered to build and to create these palaces, and the DMT is almost tearing away these blinders, revealing something about the architecture of our mind and reality.
Cliff, I've got an advanced copy of your book, therefore, you know, doesn't have the printed cover on it yet or anything like that, but there is a little picture of of what I think will be the cover. Is that what it will be like? The
picture of a woman and a DMT molecule and
yeah,
DNA.
That's it. Okay.
Right.
And I've seen the crystal little things around her. That's just what you've described.
Yes, you see the chemical structure of DMT right on the cover there. You know, and DMT affects the mind. In the book, we can discuss later how unusual psychiatric disorders affect the mind. And in some sense, you know, people say, well, Cliff, isn't it obvious that DMT is just a hallucination? But there's no guarantee that humans were evolved or engineered to see reality as it truly is. You know, after all, just a few chemical differences in our brain, and we see reality very differently. One researcher who did fascinating research with mice actually inactivated a normal gene in the mouse that held the mouse back, and now, because of the inactivation, the mouse had a super sense of smell, 1,000 or 10,000 times as sensitive.
And was healthy, nothing went wrong with him, right?
Yeah, in the mouse's behavior, everything seemed to work. So if humans have these reality-restricting genes, I like to ponder, maybe a God applied brakes by giving us these genes until we were sufficiently advanced to remove them. Just like the mouse, you remove the gene, it senses, smells 1,000, 10,000 times more. What are humans held back from sensing? What is there about the universe that we can't understand and sense, but that we have the capacity to? Maybe we need augmentation with computer interfaces and mathematics and even literature and poetry to help us tear away some of these veils.
Well, you know what? I agree with you. There should be some heavy research into this. I mean, is there, has there been, other than this experiment on mice, has there been any done on humans that you know of? Anything?
Well, there's been this DMT research on humans by a number of researchers. And again, the remarkable thing is, why do people from different walks of life, different countries, different expectations, no expectations, why do they see these sparkling palaces that are so interesting?
I mean, so they see this in research. These aren't just people who take
right, DMT. These are people who are administered doses
okay,
in a clinical
okay.
setting.
All right, I thought these were people who were like in Brazil.
It's both.
Okay.
It's everything. It's people in hospitals who are given doses. It's people in New York City. It's people in Brazil. They see these things that remind you of the New Jerusalem and the New Testament, these sparkling cities, or even, you know, Oz and the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Well, what if they're time traveling? Maybe they're seeing actual cities in the future. Possible?
Yeah, In fact, I talk about that in the book. I mean, our sense of time is so influenced by our mind and by drugs, and even by hypnosis affects our understanding of time. And while on these drugs, certainly time seems to flow differently. And even in dreams, there's time dilation where little external time can take place, but it seems like hours and hours can be crammed into our dream life. How is that possible with the mind?
What is it about this DMT, what is it about this drug that allows people to see this in people in very similar sights? Why can't we do it without it?
Well, it says it's releasing something. It's freeing the mind to see these things.
I see.
And,
okay.
You know, termites are engineered to create these intricate, very intricate mounds. And spiders create webs. And these things called bower birds, they construct nests with feathers and berries and shells. It's almost as if humans were designed to create, to build, to be attracted to sparkling, glittering gold. And under DMT, that all comes out. You enter these vast palaces, and in many ways the DMT universe is superimposed on our own. Like I could, and there's different levels of blending. For instance, I could see one of these elf-like creatures on a tree branch that exists in our world, but the elf is in the DMT world. Or you can enter a completely new universe and walk through it and not even bump into things in our world, but you can explore these sparkling palaces. It's amazing that a few molecules of this drug can, you know, allow this. Now, of course, all these drugs are powerful. We don't necessarily tell people to go out and use them. They're illegal. Anything this powerful can be dangerous. But I think definitely we need to have much more funded research on it.